As the year 1999 drew to a close, a major, I'd change that, the major news story of the day was the looming Y2K problem. The world technology systems, technical systems, would not be able to handle the changeover from last century to this century. I don't know anything about that. It's way over my head, but that was the supposition. The predictions of the severity of the problem ranged from mild to serious to complete chaos. And then, except for a few minor glitches here or there, there was no problem. The Y2K problem never really existed. I'd like for us, for about the next 8 minutes or so, to look at a Y2K problem that has always existed. A spiritual Y2K problem. And it didn't take long for this problem to come about. We'll start with the Y problem, the yielding to sin problem. Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Well, it evidently didn't take too long for the yielding to sin problem to claim its first two victims. Genesis 3, verse 6. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. One of the saddest events of the entire Old Testament is King David yielding to the sin problem with his affair with Bathsheba, and the terrible consequences that that brought about. The Apostle Paul has quite a bit to say about the yielding problem in the Roman letter, in particular Romans chapter 6, starting at verse 13. But due to our time limitations, we're only going to look at verse 19, or read verse 19. Paul there wrote, I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. Now many of us here this evening used to be in the yielding to iniquity segment. But we've come out of that. We've come out of that group. Now let's make sure that we stay in that group and have our yielding to righteousness that will eliminate the why problem from our life. Next, the two problem, and we have a two problem in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 21. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long will you halt between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered, not a word. For God's people, or any people, the opinion, the decision to follow Baal is a problem. It's a serious problem. And it's going to lead, it leads to spiritual death. On the other hand, following God is the wisest and greatest decision anyone can make for this life and for the life which is to come. Jesus spoke of two problems in Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, when he said the familiar words, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon." Serving mammon is a popular choice in the world today. But that choice will only last as long as the world lasts. And that's the problem. Serving God will last forever. And that's a blessing far above any material blessing mammon can offer. Last thoughts of our lesson this evening, the K problem. Probably the most familiar verse we know from the book of Hosea is Hosea 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now that's a problem that dwarfs anything that could ever have been brought about by the Y2K problem that never really existed. That is a serious, serious problem. Isaiah 5, verse 13. My people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. The knowledge problem is prevalent in the world today. Paul wrote this in Romans chapter 1, verse 28. Even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Unfortunately, the K problem is sometimes found in the Lord's church. Hebrews is what I'm trying to turn to. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12. For the time when ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat. That's a pretty serious charge by the Hebrew writer. The Apostle Paul makes a charge just as serious in 1 Corinthians 15:34 to the church. He writes, "Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God." And then he adds these words, "I speak this to your shame." There's a remedy to the K problem. Colossians chapter 1, verse 10. Paul writes there that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. The knowledge we have is good. We need to be increasing in the knowledge of God, increasing in the knowledge of his word. Peter writes the same thing, and we'll get ready to close the lesson with this. Peter writes the same thing a little differently, but in substance it's the same. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. where he writes, "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue." Thank you, and we'll go into our Bible study.